Hello and welcome. My name is Blaine Bartel and I work with Pastor Willie George in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hello, Willie Jang Sumping. Abdi pun Blaine Bartel. Abdi melayani para pendeta Willie George di Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And I'm looking forward to presenting this teaching to you today.
Abdi badai ngapresentasikan iu pengajaran kasadare poir.
We're talking about the importance of youth ministry, and the title of my workshop is as follows.
Urang keur nyaritakeun pentingna pelayanan pikeun kaum rumaja anu judulna lokakarya ieu.
Leading your leaders to peak performance.
Pimpin para pamimpin nepi ka prestasi puncak.
I want you to know something right now. You're going to have leaders.
Jayang saderek terang ayeuna oge, saderek bakal mibanda anu para pamimpin.
You're going to have a team of workers if you're going to succeed in reaching a lot of kids.
Saderek bakal boga tim karya upama saderek hayang hasil dina meunangkeun barudak ngora.
You can reach a few young people all by yourself, but God wants you to reach many.
Saderek bisa meunangkeun ngora saurang, tapi Gusti mikahoyong saderek meunangkeun seueur jiwa.
I want to begin today's lesson by taking a look in Mark chapter 6.
Ayeuna urang mimiti diajar poe ieu tina Markus pasal 6.
And we're going to read verse 34 on through verse 44.
Urang baca ayat 34 nepi ka ayat 44.
And today we're going to discover how Jesus fed a multitude with no food to begin with.
Dina poe ieu urang bakal manggihan kumaha Yesus masihan dahar kalobaanan bari teu aya dahareun.
And this is going to help you to discover how you can reach a multitude of young people without having a lot of resources.
Daya nu baris nulungan saderek ku cara kumaha meunangkeun jalma nu loba teu kudu mibanda loba sumber daya.
So let's begin reading in verse number 34.
Ayeuna urang baca ayat 34.
And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
Barang Yesus luncur tina perahu jelema-jelema geus loba, anjeunna kacida hawatosinana asa ninggal doma nu teu aya ngangona, rak bae ku anjeunna diwulang rupa-rupa hal.
The first step in leading a team to peak performance is to be moved with compassion.
Numimiti tina pamimpin hiji tim ngahontal prestasi puncak nyaeta digerakkeun ku ulas asih.
I have a team of hundreds of leaders who work with us in reaching over 2,000 young people every week.
Abdi ngagaduhan tim jeung ratusan para pamimpin anu digarawe sareng abdi dina meunangkeun leuwih ti 2,000 urang saminggu.
And one of the reasons that they serve our church so diligently is because they know we have compassion for young people.
Alasanana maranehanana rajin pisan kana melayani di gereja abdi sabab tararangeun abdi gaduh welas asih kana ngarora.
We don't just like reaching teenagers, we love reaching teenagers.
Urang lain ngukur sakadar meunangkeun kaum rumaja, urang welas asih keur meunangkeun kaum rumaja.
So building your team begins with love and compassion for the young people that you're trying to reach.
Jadi jeung tim saderek anu dimimitian ku kanyaha sarta welas asih kana ngarora nu rek dimeunangkeun.
People want to follow somebody that is passionate and believes in what they're doing.
Jalma-jalma hayang meuluan kana sarumengetna sarta percaya kana naon dilakukeun.
Now verse number 35 says this.
Ayeuna ayat 35 nyaritakeun kieu.
When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and already the hour is late."
Geus murid-murid teu arunjukan paparantos murid sareng teu ieu teh tempatna mencil.
Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat.
Jalma-jalma, pi warang mios cina maleser teu daeun ka desa-desa anu caraket.
So his disciples said, "Hey, we can't feed these people. Get them out of here, Jesus."
Jadi murid-muridna nyarita, "Hey, urang teu bisa mere dahareun. Kita bae maranehna indit, Yesus."
They looked at their circumstances and said, "We are in a deserted place. There is no food here."
Maranehanna nempo kaayaanna sarta ngomong, "Urang aya di gurun, teu aya dahareun pisan."
Sometimes your own team won't always believe that the job can be done.
Kapan tim sa direksorangan tu percaya yen eta pagawean bisa dilakukeun.
It's easy for people to make up excuses today why we can't reach young people.
Babil pisan pikeun jalma-jalma yeun alesan ayeuna ieu pangna urang teu bisa menangkeun ngora.
In America today they say young people don't want to go to church.
Di Amerika poe ieu maranehna ngomong anu ngarora hareumeun ka gereja.
Young people aren't interested in going to church. They want to go out and party and drink.
Katarik ku gereja maranehna hayang ulin kaluar pesta jeung minum alkohol.
But we have chosen not to believe that.
Tapi urang ulah percaya kanu kitu.
We believe that young people are looking for truth.
Ing percaya kanu ngarora teh keur neangan babeneran.
And we're not going to make excuses why we can't reach them.
Tarta teh aya alesan yen urang teu bisa menangkeun maranehna.
So don't allow excuses in your team.
Ulah diantep mun aya alesan tim saderek.
No matter where you are or how hard it is, you can make it.
Sabodo di mana saderek ngancik sarta sakumaha hesena saderek bisa ngalaksanakeunana.
Romans 8:31 says,
Roma 8 ayat 31 nyarita.
That if God is for us, who can be against us?
Allah aya di pihak urang, saha nu bisa ngalawan ka urang?
Now let's continue reading on in verse number 37.
Ayeuna urang tuluykeun maca ayat 37-na.
And it says that he answered and said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?
Diceritakeun ka maranehna bae, suguhan saaya-aya, ceuk murid-muridna. Jadi abdi-abdi kedah mios meser tedaeun, pangaos 200 uang perak keur nyuguhanana.
Verse number 38 says, and he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish.
Ayat 38 nyaritakeun roti anu aya di manehna aya sabaraha. Coba irikan. Sanggeus mari samaranana nyarita 5 sareng lauk 2 siki.
I want you to know that everything you need will be found in the team God gives you.
Abdi hayang saderek terang yen unggal hal anu diperlukeun bakal aya di jero tim anu ku Gusti dipasihkeun ka saderek.
You may not be good at leading worship, but God will give someone else to you who can lead worship.
Penginten saderek teu tiasa mimpin penyembahan, tapi Gusti bakal masihan saurang pikeun mimpin.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not one of the most organized people in the world.
Dijujur ka saderek abdi sanes nu pinter ngatur jalmi di dunya ieu.
I'm a person of vision who runs as fast as he can to get to the next level.
Abdi nu resep kana visi anu maju sagancang-gancangna pikeun ngalonjatkeun saterusna.
So God has surrounded me on my team with people who are well organized.
Gusti ningker abdi dina tim sarta jalma-jalma nu palinter ngatur.
We can help to make up strengths where someone else is weak.
Urang bisa nulungan mere kakuatan dina waktu anu sejen lungse.
And Jesus turned to his disciples and he said, what do you have?
Sarta Yesus nutup ka murid-muridna sarta nyarios boga naon maneh.
We got all these multitudes of people that need to be fed. What do you have, disciples?
Urang mibanda jalma anu loba anu perlu dibere dahar, boga naon maneh.
And they said, well, we've got 5 loaves and 2 fish.
Manehna nyarita ta abdi gaduh 5 roti sareng 2 lauk.
And you know what? That was enough for Jesus to work with.
Kaderek terang, eta ngan cukup kanggo Yesus. Didamel.
Whatever you have to give to Jesus as a leader of young people is enough.
Naon nu ku saderek dipasikeun ka Yesus salaku pamimpin kaum rumaja anu teh suku.
If we do our part, God will do his.
Pamaurang ngalaksanakeun bagian urang, Gusti bakal midamel bagianana.
Now let's look at verse number 39.
Ayeuna hayu urang tempo ayat 39.
Says then he commanded them to make them all sit down in groups on the green grass.
Jareskeun supaya jalma-jalma digumpluk-gumpluk sina dariuk dina jukut hejo.
Verse 40 says so they sat down in ranks in hundreds and in fifties.
Aya 40 cerosan gek jalma-jalma dariuk gugumplukan sagumplukna aya nu 100 aya nu 50.
And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish, and he divided them among all.
Yesus nyandak roti anu 5 siki jeung laukna 2 siki, tuluy tangga ka langit muji syukur ka Allah. Geus kitu rotina disemplekan dipasikeun ka murid-muridna sina dibagikeun ka nurea. Laukna ge dibagikeun.
And so they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of fish.
Jelema dalaharna sareubeuh, roti teh laukna teh malah nyesa, dikumpulkeun ku murid-muridna meunang 12 karanjang pinuh.
Now those who had eaten the loaves were about 5,000 men.
Nu disuguhkeun dahar teh kabehna aya 500,000 urang lalaki.
I want you to see that they were able to feed 5,000 men with just 5 loaves and 2 fish.
Abdi hayang saderek terang, yen maranehna bisa mere 5 dahareun kana 5,000 lalaki jeung 5 roti jeung 2 lauk.
You may have limited resources right now, but your resources with God's resources together are unmatched.
Saderek panginten mibanda sumber daya, tapi sumber daya saderek jeung kagungan Gusti teu sapagodos.
Now I want to give you some principles in growing your team.
Ayeuna abdi hoyong nerangkeun sabeberapa prinsip tina meberkeun tim.
I call this God's math for multiplication.
Sebutna matematika Gusti pikeun nikel.
We all know what math is, don't we?
Kurang terang matematika mah kitu.
We know how to add.
Kurang terang carana ngajumlah.
And we know how to subtract.
Kurang terang kumaha nyangkolong.
And then we know how to divide.
Oge ngabagi.
And then we know how to multiply.
Kurang oge terang kumaha nikalkeun.
And I believe that there are spiritual principles in mathematics.
Abdi percaya yen prinsip rohani dina matematika.
And if you're going to grow your youth ministry, you must learn these principles.
Pamihoyong meberkeun pelayanan kaum rumaja kudu terus ditalungtik prinsip-prinsipna.
And here's number one, it is addition.
Eta nomor hiji keur nambahan.
We must start by adding our sweat, our work, our labor.
Urang kudu ngamimitian ngesang dina pagawean usaha urang.
There is no substitute for being diligent and working our hardest to reach young people for Christ.
Daya gantina pikeun rajin sarta digawe sakuatna pikeun meunangkeun kaum rumaja kanggo Kristus.
We can't be sleeping all the time and being lazy and still reach a lot of young people.
Urang teu tibra wae sarta malas tapi meunangkeun keneh nu ngarora.
We're going to have to get up early in the morning and be diligent every day in our work.
Urang bakal kudang isuk-isuk sarta rajin ngalakukeun tugas unggal poe.
And then number two is subtract.
Kadua, nyangkolong.
And what does it mean to subtract in ministry?
Anu dimaksud nyangkolong dina pelayanan?
There is a scripture that says that we are running in a race in the book of Hebrews.
Yen urang teh keur aya dinu balap lumpat dina kitab Ibrani.
And it says that as we run that race, we need to lay aside weights and sin.
Waktu urang lumpat dinu balap, urang perlu miceun sagala kabeberat dosa.
God said those weights and that sin would hold us back from finishing the race.
Ngadawuh kabeberat jeung dosa teh bakal ngahalangan pikeun meunang.
So if you're going to grow your team and your ministry, you got to take out the sin and you got to remove weights.
Jadi upama saderek hayang meberkeun tim pelayanan saderek kudu miceun dosa nu jeung kabeberat.
We cannot allow the sins of jealousy or lust or any other sin hold us back from reaching young people.
Urang teu kudu ngantep dosa sirik dina hate, hawa nafsu atawa dosa naon bae nu ngahalangan pikeun meunangkeun kaum rumaja.
I've met too many young ministers who had incredible gifting and potential who allowed sin into their life and they lost their ministry.
Dispangi jeung sabaraha pendeta muda anu ngambogaan karunia luar biasa sarta ngantep dosa asupna ka kahirupanana nepi ka pelayananana jadi leungit.
They had more talent than I did.
Maranehna mibanda leuwih loba talenta.
They had incredible abilities.
Maranehna ngabogaan kamampuhan.
But their sin that was not repented of disqualified them.
Tapi dosa maranehna teu diakui nu nyababkeun tiasa nyumponan syarat.
So if you have sin in your life, repent of it.
Pamasa derek boga dosa, geura tobat.
Ask God to forgive you and turn the other way.
Mungkin ka Gusti supaya saderek dihampura sarta dipengkolkeun tina jalan sajen.
Because you are not going to draw leaders to follow you if you've got bad things in your own life.
Antara saderek mah bisa narik pamimpin supaya ngilu upama saderek teu hirup dina hirup goreng.
Now the third part of math is to divide.
Ayeuna bagian katilu dina matematika ngabagi.
And you see, dividing is learning how to manage your human resources and your people.
Rek ngabaginya eta kumaha ngurus sumber daya manusia.
So in a good ministry, you want to divide people into teams to do each part.
Ina pelayanan wahai saudara bakal ngabagi jalma-jalma tina tim pikeun ngalaksanakeun bagianana.
So you have one person lead your worship.
Kadaerek mibanda saurang anu mimpin penyembahan.
And you have another person lead your evangelism.
Oge anu mimpin penginjilan.
And then you have another person that does your discipleship.
Oge anu ngalaksanakeun pamuridan.
And then you have somebody else that is involved in following up on your first-time converts.
Sajena migawe petobat-petobat anyar.
And then you have someone else that oversees your activities with your young people.
Aya di nu nalingakeun kagiatan-kagiatan saderek jeung kaum rumaja.
We have a bunch of buses that pick up teenagers and bring them to our 180 center every week.
Abdi gaduh bus kanggo mapageun kaum remaja dibawa ka pusat 180 unggal minggu.
And so, as these people bring these kids on buses, they're organized.
Kitu bae jalma-jalma ieu mawa barudak make bus anu geus diatur.
And I have one person divided out to oversee that ministry.
Abdi gaduh saurang anu nalingakeun pelayanan.
We have over 20 buses every Wednesday night.
Abdi gaduh leuwih ti 20 bus unggal rebo sore.
That pick up hundreds of teenagers to bring them to hear the gospel.
Mapageun ratusan kaum rumaja pikeun ngadengikeun Injil.
I can't be on all those buses.
Abdi teu aya di unggal bus.
And so I've got to have workers divided out to do that job.
Jadi abdi teu kudu pagawe anu nyebar pikeun ngalakukeun tugasna.
And as we add, subtract, and divide, then we will multiply.
Waktu abdi nambahan, nyangkolong ujung ngabagi seterusna bakal nikalkeun.
And we'll see incredible growth.
Urang bakal nempo tumuwuhna anu luar biasa.
Now I'm going to ask you to turn to one other scripture in 2 Timothy 2:2.
Abdi minta saderek muka hiji ayat dina 2 Timotius 2 ayat 2.
And I want to talk to you for a few moments about the leadership cascade of delegation.
Abdi rek nyarita sabeberapa menit dina hal ngocorkeun pendelegasian kapamimpinan.
How do we effectively compel leaders to serve?
Kumaha urang secara efektif bisa ngadorong para pamimpin melayani?
How do we make sure that when they serve, they do a good job?
Kumaha urang mastikeun waktu maranehanana melayani eta tina pagawean nu hade?
How do we make sure that they're loyal to our church and loyal to our pastor as they serve God?
Yen manehna teh satia ka gerejana jeung ka pendetana waktu maranehanana melayani Gusti.
We can't just put anyone into youth ministry.
Urang tu bisa nugaskeun saha bae anu kaum remaja.
A young person's heart is impressionable and we've got to make sure that we've got the best ministering to our teenagers.
Atanu ngarora dipangaruhan jeung urang kudu mastikeun boga pelayanan anu hade keur maranehna.
And so in this scripture we see some secrets to effective delegation of leadership.
Jadi dina dawuhan Gusti bieu urang terang sabaraha rusia hal ngadelegasikeun pamimpin nu efektif.
Paul writes to young Timothy and he says this.
Paulus nyarat ka Timotius ngora sarta nyarita.
Verse 2, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
Ayat 2, pangajaran ku hidep kadenge dina di embaran bapa ka jalma anu rea percayakeun ka jalma anu bisa diandalkeun sina diajar ka maranehna kanu sejen.
So I want you to see the cascade of leadership that is happening in this one single verse.
Jadi abdi hoyong saderek terang aliran kepemimpinan ujadi dina ayat ieu.
It started with God speaking to the Apostle Paul.
Ieu dimimitian waktu Gusti ngandika ka Rasul Paulus.
And then Paul spoke into the life of young Timothy.
Paulus nyarios dina kahirupan Timotius ngora.
He told young Timothy to speak into the life of faithful men.
Anjeunna mibarang Timotius nyarita dina kahirupan jalma anu satia.
And then faithful men would reach others also.
Terusna jalma nu satia oge bakal menangkeun anu sejena.
He didn't tell Timothy to go and reach everybody.
Anjeunna teu mewarang Timotius indit menangkeun jalma sejena.
He said, Timothy, go after the faithful men.
Anjeunna nyarios Timotius teangan jalma nu satia.
Let them reach the others also.
Antepkeun maranehanna menangkeun anu sejena.
A faithful man is someone that is a leader.
Satia teh nyaeta nu bakal jadi pamimpin.
Paul said that God counted me faithful, putting me into ministry.
Paulus nyarios upama Gusti ngahargaan abdi satia mantenna mawa abdi kana kapelayanan.
God's qualification for leadership and ministry is faithfulness.
Kualifikasi Gusti pikeun kapamimpinan kapelayanan nyaeta kasatiaan.
So I want to bring out a few keys in this verse.
Jadi abdi hoyong nembongkeun sababaraha kunci dina ayat ieu.
The first key is what Paul said, heard from me.
Kunci nu kahiji, ku Paulus dicaritakeun naon anu geus kadenge ti kami.
He said, Timothy, you need to do the things you've heard from me.
Tariosna Timotius maneh perlu ngalakukeun hal-hal anu geus ku maneh kadenge ti kami.
If you want to be a great leader, you must first be a great follower.
Mun maneh hayang jadi pamimpin gede, mimitina jadi pangiring nu gede.
As a young Timothy leader, you have a Paul in your life.
Saku Timotius hiji pamimpin anu ngora saderek boga saurang Paulus dina kahirupan saderek.
You have a pastor that is speaking into your life.
Saderek ngaboga hiji pendeta anu nganyaritakeun dina kahirupan saderek.
And it is your job to make sure you're receiving the word of God from your pastor.
Ieu tugas saderek pikeun mastikeun yen saderek keur narima dawuhan Gusti ti pendeta eta.
You are not an island of ministry over here by yourself.
Saderek lain ngalakukeun pelayanan ku sorangan.
But you are an extension of your pastor's ministry to young people.
Tapi saderek teh ngalegaan ti pelayanan pendeta kanu ngarora.
We have a ministry here in Tulsa called 180.
Abdi mibanda pelayanan ti Tulsa nu disebut 180.
180 means to see young people turn from darkness to light 180 degrees.
180 artinya nempo kaum remaja malih 180 derajat kanu caang.
And it has grown from about 200 young people to over 2000.
Ayeuna teh geus meber ti 200 remaja jadi leuwih ti 2000.
But it is a result of my pastor's vision.
Tapi ieu hiji hasil visina pendeta abdi.
And I have taken his vision and given it to our leadership team.
Abdi geus ngabantun pisina sarta masikeun ka para pamimpin tim.
He is my apostle Paul.
Anjeunna teh nyaeta rasul Paulus.
And I am his Timothy.
Abdi nyaeta Timotiusna.
And then I'm passing on his teachings to our faithful leaders.
Abdi nuluykeun pangajaran ieu ka para pamimpin nu satia.
And they have been able to reach others also.
Tartamaranehna bisa meunangkeun nu sajena.
And God blesses ministries that have that unity.
Gusti ngaberkahan pelayanan-pelayanan anu ngahiji.
So I'm not doing my thing, I'm doing my pastor's vision.
Abdi henteu ngalaksanakeun urusan sorangan, abdi ngalaksanakeun visi pendeta abdi.
Now I want to give you 5 keys to receiving from your pastor.
Ieu masihan saderek 5 kunci keur narima ti pendeta saderek.
Number 1, identify your pastor's vision and passion.
Nu kahiji sing apal kana visi sarta sumanget pendeta.
You need to be reflecting the things that he wants to see happen in your community, in your nation.
Saderek perlu ngalenyepan hal-hal nu anjeunna hayang nyaksian kajadian di lingkungan nagara saderek.
My pastor believes in missions, and so we're taking our teenagers on mission trips around the world.
Pendeta abdi percaya misi sarta abdi para rumaja dina pelayanan ka sakuliah dunya.
My pastor believes in teaching the word of God in a practical way. We do the same thing.
Pendeta abdi percaya pikeun ngajarkeun dawuhan Gusti nu praktis, abdi ngalaksanakeun hal ieu nu sarua.
Number 2, adapt yourself to his leadership style.
Kaduana saluyukeun saderek kana gaya kapamimpinanana.
Watch closely how your pastor leads others.
Perhatikeun ti kadeukeutan kumaha pendeta saderek mimpin nu sejen.
Watch how your pastor manages a crisis that might come up in your church.
Kumaha pendeta saderek ngarengsikeun krisis anu aya di gereja.
And you can learn how to be a better leader.
Saderek bisa diajar kumaha jadi pamingkin anu leuwih hade.
Number three, take notes in every meeting you have with your pastor.
Nu katilu, jieun catetan saban rapat jeung pendeta.
Respect your pastor in your meetings and learn from him by writing things down that you're hearing.
Ajanan panita saderek tina rapat-rapat sarta diajar manehna kunuliskeun sagala hal nu kadenge.
Number four, do exactly what you've been asked to do.
Nu kaopat laksanakeun sing tepat naon anu di penta supaya saderek ngalakukeun.
Your pastor has got a vision from God and God is speaking through him to you.
Panita saderek geus mibanda visi ti Gusti sarta Gusti ngandika ngalakukan anjeunna.
And number five.
Anu kalima.
Before you do anything new, talk to your pastor about your plans.
Samemeh saderek ngalakukeun hal anu anyar, caritakeun ka pendeta hal rancangan saderek.
All right, let's move into the second key in this verse so that we can understand how God can use us to delegate leadership. Terus
dina kunci anu kadua dina ayat ieu supaya urang ngarti kumaha Gusti bisa make urang pikeun ngadelegasikeun pamimpin.
The second key is the word entrust.
Kunci kadua, ngalaksanakeun bari rasa percaya.
I want to give you a definition of what the word entrust means.
Dibade masian definisi harti kecap rasa percaya.
It means to give to another for care, protection, and performance.
Ya artinya mereka nusajen kepedulian atau ngauban dina prestasi gawe.
It doesn't mean just kind of pass to them.
Ya lain ngan sakada neruskeun kamaranehanna.
It means to be very careful in the way that you give it to someone.
Artinya kasida hati-hatina dina ngadelegasikeunana.
If you had millions and millions of dollars.
Pemirsa derek boga jutaan dolar.
Would you just put it in a bag and just throw it to somebody?
Narek di koperan tuluy dibalangkeun ka nu sajen.
And hope they catch it.
Jeung ngarepkeun maranehna newah.
And if it falls to the ground, it's no big deal.
Lamun iragrag bakal jadi masalah.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Saderek mah moal kitu.
If you were giving a large amount of money to somebody,
lamun saderek rek mere duit loba ka nu sajen,
you would do it very carefully.
Bakal ati-ati pisan.
You would entrust them with that money.
Bakal mercayakeun duit eta ka maranehna.
Well, the things of God are even more precious than money.
Perkara-perkara Gusti leuwih ngargaan tibatan duit.
So as we give away ministry to people,
dina waktu urang mikeun pelayanan ka nu sajen,
they must sense how important it is, this ministry that they're going to do.
Maranehna kudu ngarasakeun kumaha pentingna ieu nu rek maranehna dilakukeun.
And you've got to take plenty of time to fully help them understand how to do it well.
Kadarek kudu make loba waktu pikeun nulungan maranehna ngarti kumaha ngalakukeun wae.
Listen to this principle.
Jangukeun prinsip ieu.
Delegation without definition will bring a disaster.
Delegasi tanpa definisi bakal mawa hiji bencana.
And what that means is we must clearly define what it is we're delegating.
Maksudna nyaeta kudu jelas definisi naon anu keur didelegasikeun.
Now let me illustrate what I mean by that. I want to talk to you about our worship ministry.
Idinan rek ngagambarkeun naon anu dimaksudkeun eta abdi hayang nyarita hal pelajaran ibadah.
Each week our worship leader leads our group of young people in songs of praise to God.
Saban minggu pamimpin pujian abdi mimpin kelompok anu ngarora dina ngawihkeun pujian kang Gusti.
Now, a sloppy delegator would say, just do the worship.
Jadi mere delegasi anu lemah dititah ngalakukeun penyembahan.
You delegated but you didn't do it right.
Saderek ngadelegasikeun tapi teu ngalakukeun bebeneran.
So a good delegator, what are they going to do?
Saderek pendelegasi anu hade nu dilakukeun kamaranehna.
They're going to sit down with the worship leader and talk about how to lead worship well.
Maranehna bakal cicing bari mimpin pujian sarta nyarita kumaha mimpin pujian nu hade.
They'll talk about the importance of being a good Christian leader.
Bakal nyarita nu penting hiji pamimpin Kristen nu hade.
We'll talk about how many songs we're going to do in our worship service.
Maranena oge nyaritakeun sabaraha lagu anu bakal dikawihkeun dina ibadah urang.
We'll talk about the importance of making sure the word of God is in our songs.
Jadi bakal nyaritakeun hal pentingna mastikeun dawuhan Gusti dina lagu.
We'll talk about making sure that we have a style that relates musically to teenagers.
Di bakal nyarita dina pikeun mastikeun gaya musik anu saluyu jeung kaum rumaja.
We'll tell the worship leader, you don't do the preaching, I do the preaching.
Di bakal mere terang ka pamimpin pujian manena ulah khutbah kami teu khutbah.
Some worship leaders preach too long between their songs.
Sabarapa mimpin pujian khutbahna lila teuing dina lagu.
So we need to take time to help them to understand how to do it right.
Abdi perlu waktu sarta nulungan maranehna supaya ngarti ngalaksanakeun wae.
And make sure everyone on your team is very clear from beginning to end.
Jeung mastikeun saban jalma dina tim sing jelas dina awal nepi ka akhir.
When we do our service every Wednesday night.
Waktu abdi ngayakeun kabaktian unggal rebo sore.
We have a lot of different team members involved.
Abdi gaduh seueur anggota tim anu bareda tugasna.
One of our leaders does announcements.
Saurang pamimpin kudu nyieun pangumuman.
We have another leader that welcomes all the first time visitors.
Nu sajena pikeun mapag anu hadir ngawitan.
One of our leaders receives the offering from the students.
Saurang deui narima persembahan ti siswa-siswa.
Another leader has a drama team that presents a drama.
Sajana ngurus drama anu bakal manggung.
I have a leader that will lead the young people in worship.
Saurang mimpin pamimpin nu ngarora dina penyembahan.
And then I preach the word of God each week.
Terusna abdi ngadugikeun dawuhan Gusti saban minggu.
So we meet together and we plan out each of our services.
Abdi ngariung bari ngarencanakeun saban ibadah.
And everyone knows how much time they have.
Jalma terang sababaraha waktu nu dipake.
So that they can do their job well.
Maranehanana meunang ngalakukeun tugasna nu hade.
And then we'll meet with our team members on a regular basis.
Saterusna abdi bakal papanggih jeung anggota tim anu teratur.
And talk about how we can keep improving together.
Jeung caritaan hal kumaha abdi tiasa terus babarengan.
Now let's go to the next key in this verse.
Ayeuna urang nyaritakeun kunci nu satuluyna dina ayat ieu.
And it is found in two words, faithful men.
Eta kapanggih dina dua kecap jalma setia.
It is important that we look for faithful men.
Kacida pentingna urang neangan anu setia.
We don't want to just find talented or gifted, but we want to find faithful.
Urang teh sakadar neangan nu boga talenta tawa kurnia tapi hayang menangkeun nu setia.
Because you can have a talented person and a person with great ability, but if they're not faithful, they won't be there week after week.
Lantaran saderek bisa nu ngabogaan talenta atawa kamampuan hebat tapi upama manehna teu setia, moal aya ti minggu ka minggu.
Now I want to give you 5 common signs of an unfaithful leader.
Dina abdi mere 5 tanda-tanda biasa ti pamimpin nu teu setia.
One sign that they're not faithful is that they do not tithe.
Ieu tanda yen manehna teu setia sabab teu mere perpuluhan.
I believe it's important that we give a tithe or a tenth of what God gives us back to our church.
Percaya penting pisan anu persembahan atau perpuluhan ti Gusti dipasihkeun supaya dibalikeun ka gereja.
If we can't be faithful with our money, how will God entrust us with spiritual things?
Urang teu satia ka duit, kumaha Gusti ge rek percaya tina rohani?
So we ask every one of our leaders and workers to be faithful in their tithe every week.
Jadi abdi menta saban pamimpin jeung pagawe satia mere perpuluhan saban minggu.
Here is sign number 2 of an unfaithful leader.
Ieu tanda nu kadua ti pamimpin nu satia.
If they are unfaithful to the leadership in our church.
Nah, maranehna teu satia ka pamimpin di gereja.
When they don't support our beliefs and our doctrine and our leadership of our pastor.
Waktu maranehna teu ngadukung kana kapercayaan urang doktrin sarta kapamimpinan pendeta.
They can't just support our youth ministry, they must support our entire church.
Maranehna teu bisa ngadukung pelayanan anu ngarora, maranehna kudu ngadukung gereja.
Here's number 3.
Tah, ieu nu katilu.
if they are unfaithful in their assignments.
Nah, maranena teu satia karena tugas-tugasna.
So we give them something to do and they don't do it, they're unfaithful.
Urang mikeun tugas ka maranehanna teu dilakukeun, eta teu satia.
Or perhaps we give them something to do, but they decide to do it their way instead of the way we ask them.
Bareng urang merena supaya dilakukeun tapi manehna ngalakukeun ku cara manehna.
And so we've got to have people that are faithful to do what they've been asked to do.
Jadi urang kudu meunang satia ngalakukeun naon nu ku urang dicita.
And here's number four.
Nu kaopat.
Unfaithful to their commitment to excellence.
Satia kana komitmen maranehna supaya hasilna hade.
That means that we've got to do our job the best that we possibly can.
Di artina urang kudu ngalakukeun pagawean urang anu hade.
Most youth workers receive no money for what they do.
Robana pagawe anu ngarora teu nampa duit pikeun ngalakukeunana.
Most youth workers are volunteers.
Robana mah anu ngarora teh sukarelawan.
But just because you're a volunteer doesn't mean that you shouldn't do your job well.
Kulantaran sukarelawan lain hartina migawe pagawean teu satara hade.
We must work the very best in our ministry.
Urang kudu ngalakukeun nu panghadena dina pelayanan.
And here's number five.
Ayeuna nu kalima.
If they are unfaithful in Christian character.
Lamun urang teu satia dina karakter Kristiani.
I have had workers that I've had to ask step away from our ministry.
Abdi gaduh pagawe supaya eureun dina pelayananana.
Because they were in trouble in their marriage.
Lantaran maranehna kasulitan di nu kawin.
Or because they had fallen into immorality.
Atawa lantaran tigebrus kana dosa moral.
In some cases they had bad attitudes.
Dina sababaraha kasus maranehna boga sifat-sifat goreng.
Or they didn't respect the leadership in our church.
Atawa maranehna teu ngajieunan pamimpin gereja.
We can't try to hold on to leaders who don't have good character.
Urang teu bisa nahan nu para pamimpin nu teu boga karakter hade.
Leaders like that will hurt our teenagers.
Para pemimpin seperti itu bakal nganyerikeun kaum rumaja.
I would rather have five leaders who have strong Christian character.
Lebih ada boga lima pemimpin nu boga karakter Kristen nu kuat.
Than 500 who are not committed to Christ.
Dibatan 500 nu teu komit ka Kristus.
But we must have faithful leaders.
Jadi urang kudu boga para pemimpin nu setia.
And finally, the fourth thing today.
Harta akhirna nu kaopat poe ieu.
A key in this verse of 2 Timothy 2:2.
Iji kunci dina ayat ieu ti 2 Timotius 2 ayat 2.
It says that these faithful men will be able.
Dicaritakeun jalma nu satia mah bakal pinter ngajarna.
It doesn't say that they are able right now.
Dicaritakeun yen manehna ayeuna geus pinter.
God won't always give you people that are fully able all the time.
Gusti teu salawasna masihan saderek jalma nu bener-bener pinter salilana.
He said they will be able.
Caritakeun maranehna bakal pinter.
That means it's going to happen in the future.
Ya, bakal kajadian di waktu nu datang.
Well, how are they going to be able?
Nah, kumaha maranehna bisa jadi pinter?
You're going to train them.
Saderek kudu ngalatih.
You're going to take time with them to teach them how to be a good worker.
Budaya waktu bambarengan jeung manehna pikeun ngajar kumaha jadi pelayan nu hade.
You're going to have to spend time teaching your leaders how to minister to young people.
Kadarek bakal ngagunakeun waktu pikeun ngajar para pamimpin kumaha melayani kaum rumaja.
We have to train our leaders how to drive a bus.
Kudu ngalatih para pamimpin kumaha nyupiran bus.
We have to train our leaders how to preach and how to teach.
Kudu ngalatih para pamimpin kumaha khutbah jeung ngajar.
We have to train our leaders how to confront sin in students and young people.
Urang oge kudu ngalatih para pamimpin ngarengsekeun dosa di kalangan siswa nu rumaja.
We have to train our leaders how to pray effectively.
Kudu ngalatih para pamimpin kumaha ngadoa anu efektif.
We have to train our leaders how to strategize to reach a high school.
Kudu ngalatih para pamimpin nyieun strategi meunangkeun sakola lanjutan atas.
We have to train our leaders how to do drama, how to do music.
Kudu ngalatih para pamimpin kumaha mentaskeun drama sarta nembongkeun musik.
And if we'll spend a lot of time preparing and training.
Kumaha urang make nuli waktu nulila nyayagikeun jeung ngalatih.
We'll have great results.
Urang bakal meunang hasil nu gede.
I want you to know that God has always required.
Bayong saderek terang yen Gusti salami nanyuhunkeun.
that we have great preparation in order to achieve great results.
Supaya orang benar-benar ngalakukeun persiapan keur meunangkeun hasil nu gede.
In Ephesians 6 and verse number 15.
Dina Efesus genep ayat 15.
It says that we should have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel.
Diceritakeun sakurang teh di kawas karelaan pikeun ngawawarkeun Injil damai sejahtera.
Now notice, I want you to see there that it doesn't just say to preach the gospel.
Perhatikeun tempo ieu lain sakadar ngahotbahkeun Injil.
It says that we need to be prepared to properly preach the gospel.
Perlu sasagian pikeun ngabewarakeun Injil nu tepat.
So we spend lots of time preparing our leaders.
Gunakeun loba waktu sasayagian keur mimpin urang.
And also preparing our students who are leaders.
Oge sayagi siswa-siswa anu jadi pamimpin.
To reach young people for Christ.
Siswa-siswa Kristus.
Joseph was 17 years old when he had a dream from God.
Yusuf umurna 17 tahun waktu ngimpi ti Gusti.
But the fulfillment of that dream did not happen until he was 30.
Nawujudkeun ngimpi nu teu kungsi nepi ka umur 30 taun.
He had 13 years of preparation.
Anjeunna make waktu sayagi ngan 13 taun.
David killed Goliath when he was 16 years old.
Daud mateni Goliath waktu umur 16 taun.
But he was not promoted to king until 37. Tapi
dipromosikeun jadi raja nepi ka umur 37 taun.
He had 21 years of preparation.
Anjeunna boga waktu 21 taun.
And Jesus himself spent 30 years preparing for 3 years of ministry.
Kata Yesus nganggo 30 taun keur sasagian 30 taun pelayanan.
So that tells you about the importance of preparation.
Ieu mere pangajaran pentingna sasayagian.
Now I want to leave you with this today. We read in Acts chapter 2 that the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Kita baca kisah para rasul 2, yen Gusti nambahan jumlah jalma percaya ka gereja saban poe.
Peter had preached on the day of Pentecost.
Petrus tos khotbah dina poe Pentakosta.
Thousands of people had got saved.
Ribuan jalma anu diselametkeun.
But the Lord called that addition.
Pangandika Gusti ieu teh panambahan.
Now we go to Acts chapter 6.
Teruskeun ka kisah rasul pasal 6.
It says in the first several verses.
Dicaritakeun dina sababaraha ayat nu mimiti.
That now the number of disciples was multiplying.
Yen ayeuna jumlah murid-murid nikel.
How did it move from addition to multiplication?
Kumaha perubahan tina penambahan jadi nikel?
How did the church grow so fast?
Kumaha gereja tumubuh nu gancang?
I believe it's because they train their leaders well.
Dipercayakeun aya latihan jeung pamimpin anu hade.
Because the Bible says that they met house to house.
Alkitab maranehna kumpul di imah-imah.
And as they met house to house, they preached and they ministered one to another.
Waktu ngariung ti imah ka imah maranehna khotbah sarta silih layanan jeung nu sejenna.
So maybe they were meeting in 20 homes.
Kira-kira maranehna ngariung dina 20 imah.
Maybe they were meeting in 100 different homes.
Mungkin oge ngariung dina 100 imah nu beda.
But you see, on the day of Pentecost,
tapi tempo dina poe Pentakosta,
it was one preacher.
Aya hiji nu khotbah.
In one place.
Dina hiji tempat.
Giving one call for Jesus.
Mere panggupai kanggo Yesus.
And having one harvest.
Sarta meunang tibuateun.
But then as they met house to house.
Tapi waktu maranehna ngariung di imah-imah.
It might have been 100 preachers.
Mungkin aya 100 anu khotbah.
In 100 different places.
Dina 100 tempat nu beda.
Giving 100 messages for Christ.
Ngarasakeun 100 pesan kanggo Kristus.
And multiplication began.
Jeung panikelan tikawitan.
And so if we're going to grow,
amun urang hayang tumubuh,
we must multiply our leadership base.
Kudu nikelkeun dasar kapamimpinan urang.
And make sure our leaders are faithful.
Pastikeun nu sok tepat kana janji.
Make sure our leaders are loyal.
Nu satia.
And make sure that we've properly trained them to succeed.
Nu dilatih supaya maranehna bisa hasil.
And as you do these things,
dina waktu saderek ngalakukeun hal ieu,
your ministry will multiply as well.
Layanan saderek oge bakal meber.
I want to pray for you.
Abdi bade ngadoakeun saderek.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Bapa di lebet nama Yesus.
Give this minister all the leaders that they need.
Pasihan pendeta-pendeta ieu sadayana ka pamimpinan nu diperlukeun.
To collect the harvest in these last days.
Ngumpulkeun beunang panen dinten ieu.
Give them leaders in every area of their ministry.
Pasihan maranehna para pamimpin dina saban bidang pelayanan.
Leaders that are faithful.
Para pamimpin nu satia.
And leaders that are willing to be trained.
Bisa dia dilatih.
And leaders that will be long-lasting.
Bisa kuat lila.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Atur nuhun pikeun kesempatan ieu.
To help you grow your ministry.
Kanggo nulungan saderek ngabeberkeun pelayanan.
Till we see you again.
Ugi ka papendak deui.
God bless you.
Amin. Gusti ngaberkahan.